We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're back with Beach & Company. We sit here and we learn things through our email system here at Entercom. And usually the announcement will come out that so-and-so is leaving. And we go, huh? Who's that? Have you ever seen that person? I'm not really sure. And we go, oh, that's too bad. We wish him well. Here's a cake. Okay, and that's what we do. But the other day, we got one that actually surprised us and shook us up. It said that Dick Bowerly was retiring. And Dick Bowerly is one of the most productive and well-liked people we have in this building. That'll show you how pathetic this building is. and he's here! Dick, retiring, please stop. We need people like you. We need you, period. What made you decide to retire?
Oh, thank you so much, Sandy. I appreciate it. And, you know, you and we were talking, you and I go back way back.
Yeah, way too far.
Yeah, to Franklin Street when our cars used to get broken into and
exactly.
Stuff.
Exactly. You had to ride around the block several times to find a parking spot.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what made you decide to hang up the sales pad?
Well, you know, it comes to a point where you just decide that it's sort of time. Where you just sort of feel like you want to do other things with your life. I'm a free spirit. You know that. I mean, as a musician, sure. I sort of like to have control of my own life and kind of do what I want to do.
And as a musician, you enjoy a lot of sex, which you don't get being a salesperson in radio, right?
Well, I'd have to go into a time machine probably to achieve that goal.
You know, you're a well-known and accomplished musician, and that's going to be a good creative outlet for you and a lot of fun, too.
It is, and I have a lot of a lot of musical projects I have to complete yet, and I've got a lot of... I'm still able to play live, thank God for that.
Good.
So I've got a lot of gigs. I mean, I've got plenty to keep me busy, so, I mean, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to sit home and watch Dateline all day as much as I would like to.
That's important. Anybody I've ever talked to that has retired didn't have a plan for how they use their time. They just thought, I can do anything I want, whenever I want, but it's good to have a plan and good to be as active as you are musically.
Yeah, I work quite a bit during the summertime, and it's something that someday I'll grow up. I've been doing it since I was 14. But until that time comes when people tell me that I stink and start throwing things at me, I'm going to keep doing it.
You're very well liked here. Everybody likes you. I've never
What did
had,
I do wrong?
I've never had anybody say a bad thing about you, even though I've bribed them to say something, but they won't. They just won't.
Well, you know, when I came in, I started in 06 here. It's been 12 years.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's been a long time. And when I started, you know, you always have the stigma of the last name. And so I just wanted people to kind of recognize me for being me and disassociate myself with anything,
with any relatives,
you know, and that's without any, not meaning any disrespect, you know, to Tom, but I mean, he has his world and I've got mine. And, you know, even though we're the same gene pool, we're really two different people.
Oh, you are.
And I just wanted to show people that, you know, I'm just like one of you, and I like people. I like hanging around. I love being the class clown out in the sales department.
Yeah, you're a breath of fresh air. You're never boring. You're fun to talk to. You're an accomplished person, and you've done a lot in radio. And we hate to see you leave the field.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, and this departure again is it's bittersweet. I mean, I'm not jumping head over heels. It's not, you know, I'm not leaving with any, you know, animosity at all. The way I liken it, Sandy, it's kind of like the football player who's had a great career, but then he gets to a point where he realizes, hey, I'm not sure I can sustain operating the way I want to sustain.
The best people in this business are self-motivated. They don't have to be motivated by somebody else. And you're that kind of a guy. You're a self-motivator. You want to do it right, and you want to do it well. And so far, right up to now, you've done a superlative job.
Well, like I told Greg and Tim the other day, I said, when the time came, I wanted to leave on a high note. And I wanted to leave where I could look back at everything that I accomplished and all the clients I helped and people like you and all the other on-air people that I met. I wanted to leave on the highest note possible. And this was just the right time. It's supposed to be a nice summer. I have a lot of gigs. And it's just,
great.
You know. time.
Tell us the truth. Do you have to wash Greg Reed's car before you leave?
I haven't been told that yet.
Well, the surprise. And they'll cut your fob off. Do you know that?
Well, I got to turn that in, yeah.
Yeah, you got to turn your fob in because they don't want you, you know, sneaking back into the building after you've decided to leave.
Oh, I'm sure I would do that several times.
Well, best luck to you. You're one of the really good guys and one of the really good accomplished guys, and we're happy to have worked with you. And we wish you all the best.
And thank you for everything that you did for me these past 12 years. And, you know, and back at you. I mean, two car freaks. Who am I going to talk cars with?
It doesn't get any better than that. Well, good luck to you. We wish you the best.
Thank you, Sandy.
Right. That's Dick Byerly, who's a great guy. He really is a very nice guy. He's probably even nicer than Tony.
Definitely nicer than me.
Thanks. Take care. Yeah, we were shocked when we got that email. Remember how surprised we were? You read it to me because I don't read my email while I'm on the air, but you were reading the general email that came out, and we were surprised. I don't think anybody was expecting that to happen.
No, my jaw dropped.
Yeah, I saw your jaw dropping.
It went just like this.
Could you pick this up off the floor? Did you drop this jaw? Were you surprised, Beamer? Were you surprised that Dick Byerly was...
I was just getting my headphones back.
Where did they go?
Dick was using them.
Oh, Dick was using your headphones. Okay.
I was very surprised, because it was, I had just seen him coming back from the bathroom, and then I opened my email, and it's like, oh.
So you'll have great bathroom memories.
Well, you have a conversation with someone, it doesn't come up, and then 5 minutes later, you read an email that they're retiring.
You'll say, oh, gee, I went to the bathroom today, and Dick Byerly was not there. It'll be a great bathroom memory.
Let me tell you.
You have something to take with you.
You got to make the best out of every bathroom memory.
Well, here, you can make a lot of memories because it's a long way to the bathroom.
They don't just have to be in the bathroom.
Get there.
Yeah. Yeah. The real memories are the ones that don't make it. Oh, look over there. Yes, I remember. You used to do mornings on 107.7. That's the way it is.
And some of them just make it to the urinal.
I know. Believe me. All right. We wish him well. We really, truly do. I know that that's a cliche, but we do. He's a really good guy and very accomplished musician and terrific. And he is his own person.
The fact that he had music in the movie Spaceballs is unreal.
Yeah, he's a special guy, and we hate to lose the good ones. You ever notice that the good ones never stay?
What are you talking about? I've been here for a while.
Well, that's what I mean, Tony.
Was that a hint?
It was a hint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're not really sharp on the pickup today, are you?
Bye, everybody.
Do you have a gun you want to turn into Niagara Falls? $25? You turn it into a cigarette lighter. All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll get back to the subject on News Radio 930 WBEN. Got several texts here regarding the gun buyback program going on now in Niagara Falls. Sandy, I agree with you. Gun buyback is only creating a mindset of our population to hand over their guns without question. The powers that be change society in increments. That's how we've gotten where we are now. Society is a mess. Okay. I'm going to change a couple of words on this one. I am ticked that they're doing it on a Wednesday. I have an old piece of you-know-what to give them, but I won't lose time at my job for that. And so obviously true. Here's another. It'd be a good way to dispose of a murder weapon. That's what I said. In the gun buyback program in Buffalo, they always say, first of all, no questions asked, and secondly, that they destroy the guns. And I said, well, that's a good place to dispose of a murder weapon then. They're not going to ask you. You're going to get money for the murder weapon, if it's a murder weapon. You're going to get money for it, and then they're going to destroy it. They're not going to ask you any questions, and then they're going to destroy the very evidence that we could use to prosecute you. That makes sense, you know? That's a good crime-fighting tool. And so that never made much sense. And then when we did a little tongue-in-cheek joke about what Tony said, is mom gets some money and you get a gun that may or may not have been used, or would or would not have been used in a crime, but mom has a little extra money, whatever. And I said she goes out and buys drugs. And then this texter says, and mom will need Narcan later too. So it'll be a, look at it like this. You get money for the gun, mom can use it for drugs, and they get free Narcan. I think bargains galore. This is going to help the jobs program in Niagara Falls. Here's one. So Aunt Tilly turns in Uncle Bill's nice Winchester for $50. then some cop gets a good rifle. I have a bridge for sale if you don't think that happens. Well, I don't know. I'll take their word that they destroy them, but I don't. You never see photos of them destroying them. You just hear that they did. And I'll take them at their word that they do. I also believe in the tooth fairy. Just thought I'd tell you that.
Oh, by the way, Samantha's all excited. She's finally going to get a visit from the tooth fairy. She has her first tooth.
Oh, she lost her first tooth?
She hasn't lost it yet, but it's loose, and she's celebrating.
What's the going rate?
I'm cheap. I only give a dollar.
Shh.
A dollar?
Wait. Who gives a dollar?
The tooth fairy gives a dollar.
Thank you, Sandy.
Not you.
No.
The tooth fairy.
Don't worry,
gives...
she's not listening.
Good. Well, that's... she doesn't listen to talk.
No, not
she's
yet.
She's got to be at least 10.
Nick will listen.
803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. So that's going on now. Plus, we did a show on this, about a week or so ago when it first broke that Andrew Cuomo was pushing a program called the Red Flag. The Red Flag. Andrew Cuomo, chip away. Every one less gun here, one less gun there. He's got a lot of chipping to do. There's 300 million guns in this country. But that's what he's doing, chipping away. And now Andrew Cuomo's proposal is that if you're – and what they do, and they're shameless with this, all right? When they start with something you know you're not going to like, they start off with something they know you will like. Okay, who doesn't want a safe, surrounding, comforting, nurturing, what's the word I'm looking for, area around your children? You all do. You want your children to be safe, and you want your children to be healthy and happy and whatever, and you don't want anything bad to happen to them. So that's true, and they always start with that, okay? Now it's, your teacher, the teacher for your kids really should keep an eye out for troubling students. And if indeed those students are troubling, they should be able to contact the authorities, and the authorities investigate that and go to your home. And if they're considered to be a righteous case, that yes, this is a troubled youth coming from a troubled home, if there's any guns in the house, they should confiscate them. Take them, all right? And I heard a guest this morning on the news, how do you get them back? Well, there's a process to get them back that could take up to a year. So all of this is designed for one thing. It's designed to eliminate every single gun they possibly can. The hell with the Second Amendment. So they want teachers to be able to do that, to go to a judge and say, this indeed is problematic. The question that's not answered in any of this is, what is not available now? If a kid brings a gun to school, or a kid says, they say, Johnny, what's the matter? You were late for school. Yeah, Dad had a gun out last night, or Mom can't find the gun, or any use of the word gun, and suddenly they present a case that you could be endangered. Then they go to a judge, and the judge makes a decision, and they just take away your guns, whether they're guns that require a permit or guns that don't require a permit. So all of your work in your permit gun goes down the drain. And then after the disposition is over and the investigation is done, they either confiscate your guns, or you can go back and proposition the court to get them back. But I heard the guests today say that could take up to a year. This is outrageous. First of all, what makes a teacher, as skilled as they might be to teach their subject, what makes them experts in mental health? Nothing that I know of, but a teacher can do it, an administrator can do it. We already know others can do it, and I think most people can do it. If you have a problem with somebody who's got a mental problem and is associated with guns, I don't think you're prohibited from doing something yourself now. Why do we need more and more and more? This is just another drumbeat from Andrew Cuomo. So I want to ask how you feel about the New York Attorney General's gun buyback program going on now until noon at, 520 Hyde Park Boulevard in Niagara Falls. And how do you feel about the red flag program that is being pursued by Andrew Cuomo? Let's go to Jim in Buffalo. Jim, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Jim.
I wanted to let you know that it was a while ago, a couple of years back, I was followed up to Auburn, New York by a couple of sheriff's cars to the Auburn steel plant, and they had a couple of bags full of rifles that they dumped into the molten steel, and they physically watched them dump them in. So at least some of them are getting melted down.
Well, that's good that they're melting down the ones they said they would melt down anyway. That's good. All right, so you think the gun buyback program works? Do you think it's beneficial?
No, I believe it's a PR stunt, just like you believe.
Yeah, well, at least you gave it some credibility by saying you saw them actually destroy some weapons.
Yes, I did. Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. That's good to hear. The money, $25 for a non-working or antique gun, okay? $50 for a rifle or a shotgun, $75 for a handgun, $100 for an alleged assault weapon. So that's the rate card. There'll be no questions asked. They don't say in this press release, but in previous gun buyback programs in Buffalo, they said that the guns would be destroyed. And it started at 9, goes till noon today at 520 Hyde Park Boulevard. It's in conjunction with the New York Attorney General's office. The other ones were the Buffalo PD. They did it on their own. This is Niagara Falls PD and the New York Attorney General's office. It's 9 to 12, the Gun Buyback Program, co-sponsored by the NFPD. They're looking for working guns, non-working guns, but they are definitely looking for guns that are unloaded. Do not walk around with a loaded gun to that buyback program. You will get a prepaid debit card with that and for some free gun locks. So at least there's something positive in this. The free gun locks, that's fine, especially if you have kids in the house. Bring them in the trunk of your car, in a plastic or a paper bag or box. There's no limit to it, but there are people that are not welcome to participate. And that would be licensed gun dealers. Do not bring your junk there and collect money for it. And active or retired law enforcement. What do they think about that one, Tony? Do they think law enforcement is going to take their the piece that they used while they were wearing the badge and sell it? Well, why do you think they're saying no licensed gun dealers, but especially no active or retired law enforcement?
So they can't be accused of taking people's guns, that they were investigating and selling them, I would guess.
Oh, okay.
Just a guess.
If they had it. So I'm asking how you feel about that. That's the Attorney General, New York State Attorney General, and the new Niagara Falls PD, and the red flag push with Andrew Cuomo. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Here's a program note from Beach & Company. Enjoy a getaway to Ellicottville for their summer music festival. Visit our contest page at WBN.com between now and June 17th for a chance to win a three-night stay at the Wildflower Condominiums, VIP tickets to the summer music festival, and much more. It is Beach & Company. Two things going on in Niagara Falls right now on Hyde Park Boulevard. 520 Hyde Park Boulevard, to be exact. There is... with the New York State Attorney General's Office and the Niagara Falls PD, a gun buyback program. For those of you who are into economics, you can get a fabulous price on your gun. Maybe we can get you to buy a curly hose at the same time. But it's going on. The reason I laugh at it, the reason I mock it, is it's mockable. It's laughable. It's designed to make you believe that the streets are somewhat safer if Antilli turns in her gun, and it's simply not true. But if you want to do it, be my guest. Also, Andrew Cuomo's red flag push right now says that if your kid is disruptive in class, maybe dad will have his guns taken away or mom will have her gun taken away. Because now a teacher, if they get this, I don't think they will. But if they do, and this is New York State, who in the hell knows what we end up with. We got to live with it, whatever it is. The bottom line is a teacher, an administrator, anybody that has anything to do with your kids, if they're troubled, if they're disruptive, can petition a court judge to look into it, and if found that there's any kind of issue, they can come and take your guns away. And getting them back, that's another story. You work hard to get them, you're going to work hard to get them back. And I heard this morning, it's a process that could take up to a year. So this is outrageous. It's just another outrageous thing, just another move forward to get rid of any gun they can possibly find in New York State. So I'd like your opinion on both of these. Meanwhile, Buzzy Beamer, you have a couple of Facebooks for us, please.
I do. Jason says there will be absolutely no impact except taking more of your tax dollars wasted in stopping zero crime.
Well, that's true. You know, it's one thing. I think you have to be a child to say, this is supposed to be good for me. Show me how it will help my life. And the gun buyback program simply doesn't do it. People who use guns to commit crimes are not going to sell them to the police department. They're just not going to do it. So that's not going to work. If they have a gun, they have it for a reason. They either have it for protection or they're going to use it in some kind of a crime. They're not going to sell it back to the cops. They're not going to do that. The guns that the cops do get, if you're afraid of a can opener, I guess you could be afraid of some of those because they'll start with non-working guns or antique guns. So what you find out is that it's a feeling. It's not a reality. It's a feeling. Do you feel safer now? Are the authorities working on our behalf? Are they looking to cut down on crime and lock up the bad guy? Well, if you believe that this kind of a program helps, I can't help you. I really can't help you. You're beyond help, I would think. That is not a rational thought. And I think if you talk to most people, they'll have the same thing. But today, it goes till noon. It's on now. It goes till noon. Tonight at 5 or 6 o'clock, check the local news. You'll see some officials there with some guns on a table. So we got this one. We got that one. Yeah, that's grenade launcher. We're really lucky to get that. And here's another. It's a howitzer from World War II. That Grandma had in the closet. She didn't even know it was there. She's out of shells. Grandpa died years ago. But here, if you can wheel it to the site, it will never be used in a crime. That's basically what you're looking at.
Can I turn in my Gatlin gun?
Exactly. The Gatlin gun is nice. It was heading to our museum, but we're afraid there could be a Gatlin gun stick-up. There could be, and we want to make sure it doesn't happen. One more, please.
It's from Rich. He goes, more moronic behavior from the left. Who actually thinks criminals will participate?
That's a good point. That's the whole thing. You have to be irrational to think that when they pass laws, the only people that obey laws are people that are not going to break them in the first place. The people who intend to break them, that's why they got that gun, could give a damn about what kind of laws there are. Do you think they care about another law? If you're going and you're going to shoot somebody, or if you're going to use it to hold up a store or a bank or anything else, the last thing on your mind is, well, I hope I don't get caught because I'd like to do this for a long period of time, but now there's another law, so I better not do it. Nobody thinks like that. And I think it's insulting almost. It truly is. But they're looking for non-working or antique guns, and then they'll also look at rifles and handguns and shotguns and alleged assault weapons. There's different prices. None of them are going to put you on the plane for Florida for retirement. Let's put it that way. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. If that doesn't offend you enough, we've got Andrew Cuomo humping the red flag law he'd like to see, so that more people can just turn you in without any probable cause. By the way, may I say that? I'd like to know what kind of probable cause they would have, because Junior is disruptive in the class, so that gives them a right to come into your home and take your gun away? I don't think so. And remember, if a kid has a problem with, say, his father, and the kid's a hard case, do you think not the kid will use this as a weapon? Not the weapon, but use this law as the weapon. Suddenly, Dad's guns are gone. He spent years collecting them. Maybe he's a collector. Maybe he has antique guns. Maybe he has cap and ball. Who knows what? And now his guns are gone. So that's going to really bring the family together. I can tell you that right now.
On the political stage, is there a bigger phony than Andrew Cuomo?
No, there isn't. There truly isn't. I have three daughters myself. I'm sorry to hear that, but I have three daughters myself, and I just want them to be safe and whatever. When they start with that shtick, oh, please, please, argue the case on its merits. Stop it. You're not pulling my heartstrings. Stop it. We know you for what you are. You're a guy who wants to be president, and you're willing to transform this state into whatever you have to do in order to get there. And we are your guinea pigs, and we are your financiers. The other side has George Soros. We have Andrew Cuomo. We'll be back after this. Let's go to line one. This would be Dave. Dave, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
I couldn't be better, Dave. Give me your thoughts on either the gun buyback program or the red flag push from Andrew Cuomo.
Well, I'll start with the gun buyback program. Definitely a stunt. Definitely a PR stunt.
Just to make you look good or make you think you're safer than you were yesterday.
Exactly. And I'm a former law enforcement officer, so with BPD here.
That'll say something, yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate, but it has to be done. However, on the flip side of that, one gun that does come off the street, it could save a life, as Tony gave that scenario with the two Niagara Falls police officers earlier saying. And if that kid is safe, at least the mother did the right thing. So it could happen.
Okay, we try to do as conscientious a job as we can. It's not a perfect world. So what about this red flag push from Andrew Cuomo?
Oh, the red flag push is totally, totally civil rights violations. It's never going to pass.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. First of all, probable cause. Because your kid is disruptive in the classroom, I don't know any judge who's going to say, well, instead of ADD and treating that, let's treat it as a potential crime and give a policeman the right to come in and take away dad or mom's gun. I don't see that happening.
Exactly. That's the big issue here, probable cause. And number one is, like I believe you said it earlier, without the probable cause, how is it going to go forward? It can't. You know, Andrew Cuomo violates everybody's civil rights, and yet he still gets away with it. Where's his probable cause? How come he's not being charged?
Well, he doesn't have to carry a gun because he's surrounded by state police all the time, and they carry a gun for him, so he doesn't really care about the rest of us, and he wants to be president. Whatever he can build his resume on that he can present in his campaign ads, he's going to do it, and we're the guinea pigs.
Exactly. And guess what? It's time to vote in November, so.
Yeah, let's hope we remember that. We'll put that on our memory list. Thank you, Dave, and thanks for wearing the uniform. We appreciate it. Probable cause. So your kid, you know, how many kids in school have Ritalin and things like Ritalin? A lot of them do. And they over-prescribe that, and that's another story, another show. But we know that. So being disruptive in class is very prevalent. And I don't know if you use the word troubled. Troubled is a catch-all word. But if you are disruptive and troubled, maybe you give the impression that mom and dad are not there at home for you to give you a meal or dress you properly for school and make sure you do your homework or go to bed at a reasonable hour, and you have trouble at home, does that give a judge Is somebody going to make that argument to a judge that that gives us the right now to go to the home and make sure that if dad or mom have any guns, that they're removed from the house? That's outrageous. What kind of a leap is that? I don't think you have to be a Joe Latona to figure out you're going to get away with that one. That's not, I mean, anybody who's ever watched Perry Mason can tell you that there's no probable cause there. And how many times kids who really know the law, by the way, much more than you'd expect, say you're having trouble with your kid at home, trouble. Maybe they're not going to do the homework. They're out late after they're supposed to be home. They don't like what mom made for dinner. Who knows what? It's always something. And so they know that all they have to do is let the teacher know that things are tough at my house. That's why I look like I'm half asleep or I didn't wear my jacket or whatever. And then maybe the teacher, you know, just coincidentally will say, does dad have any guns? Oh, he does. Oh, okay. And the teacher thinks, well, this kid's troubled. And you know, it's a dangerous combination, a troubled child and guns, and goes before a judge. And there are a lot of sympathetic judges. And I don't think there isn't. And so what happens? They come to your house, knock on your door. Does that give them the warrant or the necessary probable cause to go into your house and take your gun? Is that what they do? Do they go in and take it? Or do they ask you to surrender it? You have to surrender it by 2 o'clock at the courthouse on Tuesday. Is that the way that goes? And who's going to do that? Who's going to want to do that? And especially with rifles and shotguns, it's not like handguns where they know where in New York State, at least the people who obey the law have told them where the handguns are and where, you know, how many there are and all that. If you're in the process of asking to have your rifles and shotguns, which aren't, they're not listed like pistols are. So are you saying, let's see, dad had 83 guns and he turned in 3. How do they know how many guns dad had when you get outside of registered guns? How do they know that? Okay, are they going to have to search your house? How about your car? How about a storage locker? I mean, this is an insane. You talk about opening a can of worms. This is a major league can of worms, and I don't think it'll be passed. First of all, I don't think it'll pass muster as being constitutionally okay. For second, and I sure as hell do not think we should put our law enforcement in danger for something as irrational as that. There are enough serious things that cops have to take care of without this crap. But this is a politician run wild. It's Andrew Cuomo willing to use his daughters as a cannon fodder up front to deflect criticism of something. If you heard the, in fact, let's play it in the next segment where he talks about having 3 daughters and whatever. Shameless. He's another shameless politician. One step ahead of hookers. Wait a minute, maybe not that close. Maybe further ahead of hookers.
Now hookers are a lot ahead of, far ahead of him.
Yeah. So that, I mean, this is the way it goes in New York State, and we're supposed to just sit here and take it, right? We jump through hoops, we do everything possible, we fill out all the forms, we take all of the fingerprints, the classes, and all this, and because Junior is a cut up at school, and a teacher who was anti-gun in the first place. And a judge who doesn't think we need guns on the street, and suddenly your Second Amendment rights go out the window. Out the window. We'll be back with more of Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.